A county seat is an important place. The links towns went to get a county seat were often extraordinary. In one case in Kansas, a rival town developed a plan to ignore a vote and simply steal the papers and set up their own courthouse. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Harvest is complete, and many corn producers are already thinking about next year's crop. AgriGold knows farmers want high yields, advanced genetics, and proven traits, but it's pointless if you can't match the proper hybrid to your field. AgriGold simplifies the process and helps you find the perfect match for your corn acres. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series hybrids have proven results, and there are options to fit every field. AgriGold's global breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists will help you grow more corn on every acre. Contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333. Or visit AgriGold.com.
This holiday season, don't forget to stop by our online store at AmericanCountryside.com. There you'll find Andrew's award-winning books like The Man Who Was President for a Day, Where Does Lost Luggage Go?, and Making Mountains Out of Molehills. We'll even personalize them for gifts, and there's always free shipping at AmericanCountryside.com. While you're there, take a listen to some of your favorite American Countryside features and browse the scenic route, the new expanded version of the American Countryside. Give a slice of Americana this Christmas. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
Renee Albert refers to it as the County Seat War. It was a dispute in Butler County, Kansas, over which town was to be the seat of government. Folks soon lined up to support either El Dorado or Augusta.
Everyone wanted to be the county seat because then, you know, you held the documents. And if you held the documents, then you were paid all the money for the deeds. And if you were the one that held all the courts, so people came to your town, you know, so it was seen as a moneymaker and it was seen as a prestige maker for the town.
El Dorado and Augusta were towns of similar size. Both thought they deserved the county seat designation. El Dorado got the initial nod.
They actually did build a nice little limestone courthouse here for about $6,000 when the county was first settled. So they said, you know, El Dorado's county seat.
But there were accusations that the original vote had been rigged. The ballot box stuffed and El Dorado had claimed the title dishonestly. Whether that was the case, no one knows, but folks in Augusta decided to do something about it.
It came down to one night that the folks in Augusta decided they might come over to El Dorado and just take the papers from the courthouse. Because if you had the papers, then you were the county seat.
Augusta's ideas may have worked, but word of the planned theft leaked to residents of El Dorado.
So they met them at the courthouse. And I think they came with guns and they came with other sticks and chains and things. But as far as I know, there was no blood drawn. But I think there was some very lively discussions held.
So the county seat remained, and it's still there today. A testament to those who came to defend it. Traveling the countryside in El Dorado, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.